are here at the 2017 CUNA Technology Council Conference and the Operations and Member Experience Council Conference. Two for one. This is awesome. We are here with Julie Esser. Julie, how are you?
I'm great. Thank you.
You just told me that we have something pretty cool in common.
We do.
We're parents. I have twins. You have twins. Very cool.
Yes.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Yeah, to you.
Yeah.
I'm a little bit farther ahead than you are.
Well, yeah. I got some catching up.
I'm starting to get my life back in order.
Just now? Oh, that's how long it takes?
Yeah.
Oh, no. No, that's an absolute blast and a blessing. So Congratulations on that. Thanks for giving me that, too. That's cool. That's really cool. Hey, let's talk about, you just told me about something really, really cool, that there is a .com credit union domain.
That's right.
Tell me more. This is cool.
Yeah, sure. So about 5 years ago, the ICANN governing group, that's the organization mm-hmm. that governs all the domain names in the industry mm-hmm. in the whole world, they decided to open up applications for vanity-type domains. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And at that time, we asked credit unions, what do you think about this? Is something we should do? And the response was overwhelming, mm-hmm. but that they thought we should probably acquire it from a defense strategy standpoint, just so no one else gets
right.
it. And so that's what we did. And so through the generosity of CUNA Mutual Group and the co-op mm-hmm. network, we applied for an application. And we were awarded the domain. I mean, piece of cake, right?
Yeah.
We should be. Yeah, and we just launched it in June of this year. So now credit unions can order their own .credit union domain.
So ABC Credit Union can be ABC Credit Union .credit union.
That's true. Or ABC.credit.
Or maybe, even better, yeah.
Even better.
ABC credit. Yeah, yeah.
Right.
It'd be redundant.
So, you know, 5 years ago, we didn't realize as much as about the awareness building and the awareness initiative mm-hmm. that's going on. And so this is really perfect timing for all of this. So not only will allow credit unions to differentiate themselves with other financial institutions, but help build awareness of the credit union difference among consumers.
Indeed. Now, looking at the other side of the coin, is there a dot bank? I assume there's a dot bank. There has to be. If there's a dot credit union, there's got to be a dot bank.
Okay. Correct. There is a dot bank.
Okay. So, I mean, so even that's even more motivation, more incentive to have a dot credit union, like you said, to differentiate. So, wow. So where do you see this going? I mean, this is a really cool move for our industry.
Yeah. I mean, so it's picking up pretty well right now. We have 500 credit union registrations. Mm-hmm. Domain registrations already active, and we're anticipating much more than that. Hopefully credit unions will start using them. I know it takes a lot to start converting domains and creating different materials and things of that nature, but hopefully we'll see a gradual progression towards that.
Well, I think what you were referring to before we started recording is like, hey, might as well get it to save it, you know, just in case. Because I think the when the domain started coming out, it was get the .com, get the .org, and get the .net, just so you can be covered. Right. So this is another thing that credit unions can do to keep it covered, keep them covered.
Yep, exactly.
Okay.
Yep.
All right.
So if credit unions want to register their domains, mm-hmm. they can go to register.creditunion. It's a website just devoted to the whole initiative.
Okay.
Yes. There is a list of registrars that have decided to accept the registrations for .dot credit union. Mm-hmm. Not everybody will do it. Like GoDaddy's not on the list because we are restricted TLD because it's only available to credit unions in the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
And so that kind of deters a lot of the registrars from accepting those registrations.
Okay.
But there's a two-step process. So there's a verification process. Mm-hmm. There's a form online that credit unions can fill out. And that comes to CUNA, that we just make sure that it is a credit union entity. And then the next step is they can work with a registrar of their choice to go ahead and register whatever domain or domains they want.
So my next question is, because this is a very frustrating thing for, I think, a lot of maybe entrepreneurs or companies out there that want their this specific domain name, but you go to it and it's not available and it's just somebody squatting on it, just sitting on it, waiting to make money.
Yeah.
How do you avoid that in this instance?
Well, we avoid it because it's restricted.
Okay.
So that no one else besides credit unions can register.
Mm-hmm.
That's how we get away.
Good. Good. Okay. I'm glad you guys took that extra step. Anything else you want to say about it? I mean, I think it's phenomenal. I think it's just such a cool thing.
I know.
That
it's
we
exciting.
Have.
Yeah. Exciting, you know, to not only create awareness, but improve member experience and the whole collaboration mm-hmm. theme that you're hearing in the conference mm-hmm. This week.
Mm-hmm.
you know, it's just fitting for this type of product.
Yeah, it's a great thing, great branding too. We're talking about a collective voice. I mean, this is a step in that direction as well. And speaking of an initiative, do you want to give us a quick update on the whole credit union initiative?
So CU Ledger is another great opportunity I've had the fortune to be part of. And of course, it is we're building a distributed ledger or blockchain platform for credit unions. And we just set up a new company called CU Ledger, which will be a CUSO. We're going out to credit unions right now and looking to help finance that organization so that we can start really developing the platform, developing the applications that will ride on the platform, and get it going for credit unions.
And John Best was talking about that. Didn't he present yesterday? And he talked about blockchain, Bitcoin, all that type of stuff, and CU Ledger, I'm sure, came up as well.
Right? Absolutely. It sure did. Okay. Yep.
Very cool. Any other steps taken in that direction that we need to know about? How can credit unions get involved, or if they want to be a part of the CUSO?
Yeah, definitely. So go to the CUledger.com website. Mm-hmm. There's information there, or you know, credit unions can email me too if they want to participate in any of the information sessions that we have coming up. Mm-hmm. We have two more coming up next week, one in San Francisco and one in Chicago. Mm-hmm. The San Francisco is October 11th. Chicago events October 13th. It's still not too late to register. It's free. Come and hear what it's all about. If you're not able to attend it, I'm sure we'll have some webinars coming up as well that we haven't scheduled yet, but we'll have them planned soon.
Two really cool announcements. Yeah. Julie, thank you so much for being the bearer of great news. So very cool to have you in the studio lounge. Julie, thank you so much.